Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. My name is Chris, a.k.a. DJ Cool C, a.k.a. Topher Bass, a.k.a. Chrissy the Bish. I'm joined here with my boy, as always, Lenny, a.k.a. Lenny Sins, a.k.a. Leo the Firm, a.k.a. El Feezy. It's your boy. Say what's up, Lenny.
Yo, what's going on?
And our special guest today, our one and only boy, he is known as DHT, a.k.a. Himothy, a.k.a. Mr. Byers, a.k.a. Married Man Byers.
Hello.
A.k.a. IT support. it's our boy, Tim Byers. Welcome to the pod, Timmy.
Hello. Tim!
Thanks for having me.
You're so hot! I love you!
Huh?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Great to be here, guys. We got a great podcast for you guys today. We have a lot of cool topics. We're also going to be learning a lot more about our boy Timmy here. We have a lot of history, so it's great to have him here. Let's see. Let's start off with some recaps of the week, boys. What do we got this week?
I don't know. What's how's your week been, Chris?
Oh, shit. What?
I didn't know what to say, so I just turned it to you.
Okay. We'll go here, and then we'll go back here, okay?
Okay.
Cool. So, yeah, my week has been somewhat of a good week. I had a lot of things going on this week, so I sleep in to a good amount, and then I get my day started. But this week, I got up as soon as I could, and started hitting the gym again this week. I'm extremely sore. It's very tiresome. And then we just had potlucks. So many potlucks this week. There was a potluck for my mom's birthday. There was a potluck for another dude. I was just eating super bad. That's why I felt kind of more inclined to go to the gym in the morning. Because I'm eating Mochiko chicken every day.
It's called balance.
Yes. And we needed it this week. So, yeah, that's how my week's been, man. It's been a lot of food, a lot of errands, a lot of gym.
Nice.
Yeah, what about
Way
you,
to be productive.
Tim? Or Lenny, either one of you.
Nah, Tim, you can go first.
All right.
I'll let you go. Take the floor.
I don't know if it was this week, this past week, but we recently got back from New York. We were there for a wedding, so that was kind of cool. Oh, it was my first time in the Big Apple.
Do I know the person who got married?
Big Apple. No. Okay, how did that feel?
It was in enemy territory, huh? What do you mean enemy territory? For what?
Yeah, in the Big Apple.
Oh, bro, you cannot with that.
Chill.
Cut the cord. Why? Didn't say anything.
True. Wow. Could be anybody. But yeah, we were there for Chantel's cousin got married.
Did we meet him?
It's a her.
Oh, her?
Okay. Oh, but she was at our wedding, so you guys might have seen her.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Hey, congratulations. So
I don't know. There was a lot of rice at that wedding, man. I couldn't really tell the difference.
A lot of what?
A lot of rice.
I don't get it.
You lost me.
Somebody out there gets it. Rice. Don't worry about it.
But you know what?
Rice is rice, boss.
I wasn't expecting to like New York. You know what I mean? Because I feel.
Oh,
like...
you liked it.
I feel like you are the type of person to like New York.
I was expecting. You know, like you see it on TV and stuff. It just seems like it's chaotic.
Busy,
you know, like just nonstop. You know,
but
it was like that in some places, but it's not like that everywhere. And they got some really good food, man. So I was just enjoying that. Yeah, it was super good.
What was your favorite part?
Favorite part
besides the wedding, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. Besides the wedding, there was this one place we went to. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a diner in Chinatown. And they had these pancakes. They were like a yuzu something honey pancake or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't like pancakes, but those things were good, man. Like that was... I'll go
yuzu
back
is coming up. Yuzu is the new matcha, in my opinion. Everything is coming out yuzu, and I'm like,
true.
Isn't yuzu just like lemon?
Yeah, it's just citrus. It's a different citrus fruit.
It's like a calamansi. Like something was calamansi flavored. For the Filipinos out there, Filipinos in
trendy.
A pod.
It's trendy. Watch the yuzu boba drinks come out.
Oh, already out, boss.
Yuzu ice cream flavors.
Yuzu, what's that? A Korean seltzer brand?
Oh, Nectar.
Nectar, yeah. There's usually nectar.
Yeah, they get that. Yeah.
Did you come home with Timberland boots?
No.
Maybe
next time. Maybe next time.
Did you get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
No. From the bodega.
Yeah, from the bodega. From the bodega.
No.
I don't get that reference, but I'm glad you did, Tim.
From the bodega.
I don't know about that face though, Chris. I don't know about that face.
Dog, that's the thumbnail. We went to New York. I went to New York a few times, but I went there and I went to the bodega once. I was like, "Yo, Aki, can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, vinegar, please?"
Oh, I never been to New York before, bro.
New York, yeah, bro. Bro, I never been to New York, bro. But I let go. Probably choke honeys over there, yeah.
I let go.
You know, those videos are so funny, and I showed them to Chantel one time. She didn't get it. Uh-huh. She didn't get it.
She had to be from here.
She's not born anymore.
I know, you know, but it's just, isn't it crazy? You know,
you had to be hilarious. From here.
I know.
For here.
It's
you
like
know?
A specific population that loves it and gets it, thinks it's hilarious.
That's ours, man. You can't take that away from us.
True.
Only we get that.
Chantel blends in. She could fit as a Hawaiian.
Yeah. You know, rice is rice.
Oh, that's what you mean right there. Okay.
Rice is rice.
Rice is rice. How about you, Lenny? How was your week?
It's been good. I've been trying to go to the gym a little bit more too, trying to figure out if I like going in the morning or in the afternoon. And I kind of like going in the afternoon because I just go at work. It was $10 a year.
Oh, wow.
It's just free. Like, have you ever like lived in an apartment and they had a small gym at the apartment?
Oh, it's like that. Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but they have like cables and like some machines, and I think they have one barbell and one like Smith machine, but nobody uses the Smith machine. I was gonna say something inappropriate, but nobody uses that machine. But another thing that we did this past week was Jez and I finally decided on a wedding date, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
One thing at a time, one thing checked off of the wedding to-do list. But then it just opens up for more things to do. And now I'm kind of like engulfed in more stress.
So do you guys have a venue?
We have a venue.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we do. It's super nice. It's like a kind of like indoor/outdoor tent style.
I like it. Yeah.
With a garden.
Wow.
Find out more on our premium. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
It's coming, guys. I know we've been hyping it up for a while now. Just it's coming. Don't worry.
And just because you've subscribed doesn't mean you're gonna get invited. So
exactly, guys. Come on.
But you never know. You never know, right?
You never know.
You never know. You know, might as well shoot your shot.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
God. Oh, that's exciting though. We gotta talk about how we all have to help Lenny look his best for that day.
He so doesn't need any help.
No, he needs the motivation, man.
He doesn't need any help.
I see what you.
Yeah, so we all gotta go. We all gotta pledge to lose as much weight as possible before the wedding.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm partaking in a weight loss bet with my brother and sister. We'll see how that goes.
That's interesting. Your family dynamic is so funny to me.
I love them. I love my brother and sister and my mom and dad and everybody. They're dope.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tim, any advice for, you know, getting into wedding shape?
Oh.
Because you're a married man yourself, right?
Do a remote wedding so you don't have to stress as much.
True. I don't know. I mean, I think it helps if you're both kind of on the same pace. You know what I mean? You guys are both going to the gym. You guys are both eating.
Okay.
Like, healthy, you know, just, so like
just
doing
it together
thing. Yeah, I think
I feel like Chantal helped you a lot with the making sure you're eating right.
I don't know about a lot. I mean, you know, he's already a
I follow Chantal on socials, right? And I see that like she bought you know, like the sorbet thing that Ninja has.
Oh yeah
and you guys were using that
ice cream now. Yeah
cheap, oh not like low calorie desserts.
Yeah we literally just put fruit in the thing, blend it up.
It's great.
It's good. Yeah.
He's a sorbet guy.
Sorbet.
I mean,
because he is bae.
It's something. It's dessert. You know what I mean?
Well, he was hitting the gym, so he was sore. So he was a sorbet.
No, was not hitting the gym. Yeah,
I screamed when I.
I mean, I don't want to diverge too much, but like leading up to the wedding, we adopted our cat too. You know what I mean? So that kind of we had a rhythm. We were going to the gym.
What a
you
guy.
Know, we were going, and I feel like the rhythm's important. And as soon as we got this cat, man, messed that rhythm up. We couldn't go. We
stopped going. Out the window. Crazy. Hey, but you love your cat now, right?
Oh yeah, he's cool. He's cool for sure. No regrets. You know, I like the guy. I'm glad he's
I like
here,
the guy. Yeah, he's all right, I guess. He's cool.
Will he make a guest appearance today?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see what happens.
Okay. No promises. Subscribe to
It's a Patreon. You can find my cat on the Patreon. Maybe
there we go.
You don't know.
There you go. Way to plug, Tim. Way to plug.
That's what I'm here for.
We have. How long has it been? How long has it been since we've all like actually hung out together in person?
Well, I guess
minus the wedding. The wedding didn't count because we all had to be there.
And we didn't really get to hang out. You know what I mean? I feel like
You were kind of catering to a lot of people that day. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, except Chris, kind of got to hang out with you like a little bit before.
But you were still extremely stressed. Like I knew not to joke too much because I knew that you were kind of wound, kind of tight.
Oh shoot!
And like there was a lot of things I wanted to do, but I was like, it's not the right time to do it.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, it's you know, we don't have to talk about the wedding too much, but like it was super fun. You know, I was glad to have Chris there, and you know, Leonard, you were there too. You weren't in the party. You know what I mean? But
I know I enjoyed
nice
it.
To see you. Yeah.
Tell them for the folks.
My guy.
I'm just for the folks at home, if you guys didn't know, Tim had just gotten married last year, 2023. I was his best man at that wedding. I had the privilege of being there. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful. Jez inserted a picture of the wedding of all of us there.
Okay. But I'm a little bummed. Jez wasn't able to make it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Sorry.
What was that confetti right there? What was that?
Peace out.
Lenny's on the Apple device.
Oh,
so every
I'm
time
on
he does
too.
A gesture.
I don't know if it'll work for me though.
Do a peace sign real quick. Try. See if it works.
Peace sign. Oh,
let's go. It's a party. It's a party. Yeah. I was sad that she couldn't go too, but you'll get to see her. You know, at my wedding or you
at
know,
her wedding.
Yeah.
Our wedding. I forgot.
Yeah. Ours is the right.
Don't
word.
Forget her.
I know. God, I'm so bad about that, you know.
But I think the last time we were all actually together was when we went to Whistler. We talked about it on the previous podcast.
No, it wasn't
we
Whistler.
We didn't go Whistler.
It was Crystal Mountain.
We went to Crystal
Mountain, sorry.
Yeah. It was Thanksgiving.
We went to Crystal.
Mountains are mountains, dude.
Bro, they're not, though. They're not.
You wish you went to Whistler. I wish I went to Whistler with Tim.
Why?
That shit
would have
been
Whistler.
Golden.
Bro, we go. Next time, you'll find out.
Okay, fine.
Dude, the
I'm
mountain's
appalled.
Huge. That's
hung
why.
The fall
it's
so
gorgeous.
Much, boss.
The snow is so soft and fresh. Fresh pow-pow. Bro, oh, like, God. Falling on it is like falling on a bed of feathers and pillows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember how sore your butt was at Crystal?
Yes.
It'd be the opposite. It'd be so cushioned.
Your butt will be feeling
just good. Just tell me... Just told me to cool it with the butt jokes.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you to cool it with the butt jokes. Jeez.
Oops.
But yeah, I guess that was the last time, huh?
Yeah.
Was that right before the pandemic?
I think
it was the year before. No, it was 2018, I think.
2018?
It was 2018, 2019, somewhere like right after.
It was in
like,
the November of 2018.
College.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. It was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I had just came back
I have
from
a
the
picture. I have a picture somewhere and a screenshot that we were on the news.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? We were like in the
I
background
asked you for that
of the fireplace.
Yeah, I know. And I found it. And it was like we were barely on the news.
Yeah, it was like a picture of you. Just you, Tim.
We were still on
we
the
were
news.
Sitting by the fire. We were sitting by the fire.
Yep. But that was good. Fun. Good times, man. Enter clip of Chris... eating shit in the snow.
Yep. Oh god, I have that video too.
Can we just talk about your experience on the mountain?
My experience on the mountain.
Well, we don't have to talk about it, you know, if it's too traumatic. And
my experience on the mountain was
talk.
Great. We've talked about it multiple times on this podcast. how I got to go for free.
Yeah, I heard about the rentals. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was last episode. Yeah, you're right. Ooh.
No, I think I.
But insert clip still.
Insert clip.
Thanks, Jez. We have some of our fondest memories with Timmy. Let's see here. We have the first one was... Lenny, you tell it.
Okay, so one of the things I remembered... I gotta put away this ice. One of the things I remembered about hanging out with Tim back in the day at high school, just you know, just the three of us hanging out in Chris's room like we typically do after school, whatnot. You know, instead of like doing drugs or bullying other kids, we decided to play 2K in Chris's room. And one day, one time we were playing, right?
What is 2K for the uninitiated?
Thank you, Tim. 2K is short for a bunch of EA sport games. Wait, no, they're not EA, right?
No,
they're just 2K. They're just 2K sports. Thank you. 2K sports, which means they cover NBA, MLB, and NFL, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we're playing NBA 2K. And I think is the 2K short for a 2000?
Yeah.
Time out. I just want to clarify because you're saying all kinds of sports, but 2K specifically refers to
NBA 2K.
Because when they refer to Madden, it's Madden. It's football.
Well, it's because Madden's not 2K.
They have NHL 2K and like WWE 2K.
But everybody, when you say 2K, everybody knows you're talking about NBA 2K.
True. Okay. When we say 2K, everyone automatically refers to it as NBA 2K.
Yes, sir.
It's in the game.
That's the wrong one.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so we're playing NBA 2K, right? I forgot what year, what model it was, but I was the Lakers, obviously, better team. Tim was the Golden State Poop Warriors.
This is before 2013. No one cared about the Warriors till then.
Oh, were they not champions back then?
They weren't good yet.
They weren't. Yeah.
I think they just got Steph Curry.
One of my fondest memories was congratulating Tim on his first victory for the Golden State Warriors because he believed in them way before they got all the hype.
Oh, yeah.
He was there before he was
cool. I didn't believe
in
Steph Curry either.
Dang.
Yeah, he was.
Well, why, though? Because he was just short and, you know, just like
not
highly scouted.
Who did they trade? They traded someone for him. I can't remember.
Oh,
now.
Fuck! I have his face in my head. Oh, I forgot his name.
I don't remember.
I know who it is.
Because we're not a sports podcast, right?
True. But I was a huge Monte Ellis fan.
Did they not trade Monte Ellis for him?
I thought they traded. Maybe they traded Monte Ellis away for David Lee. I think that's what it was.
David Lee. Where is he now?
I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows, man?
Where's Monte Ellis? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Back to what we were saying. Tim and I, you know, even Chris in there, we're really competitive when it comes to just anything in general. And so when we're playing 2K, like Tim, I don't know if you know him, but he's like kind of quiet typically. But man, when he's like playing a sport, when he's competitive, bro, this guy talks mad shit, dude.
Oh, he locked in, man.
It irritated the fuck out of me to where I was just like, after the game or whatever, I was just quiet in the corner, wasn't saying anything. Tim and Chris were just playing against each other. They're just making casual conversation like, oh, wow, yeah, Kobe's a great shooter. Oh, yeah, probably top three. And, you know, I love basketball. I can't wait to watch it. When's the next game again? And over there just...
Bro, I remember Lenny was so fucking salty.
Not even watching the screen, bro. Just on his phone. No data. No Wi-Fi. No data.
Rereading his text messages.
Yeah, dude. He was playing Flappy Bird in the corner.
For those who don't know, whenever I get annoyed, like super annoyed or pissed, I just stay quiet. I just shut down. And Tim was able to do that.
Yeah, Tim.
With a lesser team.
Hey, you still
at the time.
Hey.
At the time.
Yeah.
I still love this guy.
We still ran the Warriors. I mean, the Lakers, though. So. I have another fond memory of playing basketball with Tim. We would actually play physical basketball, not just on 2K. And like, I remember at the time, I was still not initiated in basketball culture, nor did I know how to ball at all. So I was a fouling machine. And I remember getting these guys so mad. You guys are so mad at me because I would like elbow you guys going into the paint. to the point where Tim just had to perfect his three, because if he didn't, he'd have to go into the paint and get elbowed.
I'm not trying to catch those.
Dude, I remember the time, like, I forget. I think Tim was going in the paint and like Chris was just pushing and Tim was just barking back at Chris like, bro, why are you pushing me, man? Like, this is basketball, not football or wrestling.
Good times, man. Good times.
Like I said, man, we get competitive out here in the streets.
Yeah.
Streets,
bro. You're the rec center, bro.
Ain't no blood, no foul.
Blood, no, bro. We were playing in the rec center at AO barefoot because I didn't have basketball shoes yet.
Bro, I remember one time I let you use my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You broke his shoe?
Dog, he didn't break them. It's because you remember I used to wear those. I had these Kobe's. I think they were Kobe 6s.
Yeah,
custom.
Dang,
the blue and black.
Dude, they probably would sell a lot right now.
Nah, those are fucked now, man.
One for time.
I would just wear them, you know, like casually, and then I'd bring different basketball shoes to play in. And then I think maybe we were outside or something. We were at the outdoor court.
Maybe.
And then Chris never, I don't know, maybe he had some other shoes or he had slippers or something. And I was like, oh, you can just use these. And then I'll use my other ones. And then
what size are you? I feel like you have bigger feet than me, too.
Yeah, I'm like, I think they were like 10, half, 11 or something like that.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Mm.
But yeah.
Nah, that's the right size.
Dang.
Yeah.
Anyone want to say about big
love
feet?
Of the game, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Big socks.
Yeah. Loving basketball.
Oh, shit. I want to get into our topic already, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, we can get into it. We can skip these.
We're going to skip Schmella.
Schmella.
No,
wait, I don't know the story.
Okay, it's fine. So,
we can cut it out.
Just
later
go through
too,
them.
You know?
Just go through them. Yeah,
go through
them. Cut them out. Go through them.
Maybe
these ones will be better.
Do them in order.
Yeah.
Do them in order. Fuck them.
Okay, bro. Wait, so Pro Country Club?
Yeah.
So, back in the day, my first job was at Pro Country Club. Right, and one of my favorite people used to work there too, and his name was, let's just say his name was Timothy Schmeyers.
Timothy Schmeyers,
keeping it anonymous. I appreciate it.
We would dishwash together.
Yeah, we started because this was right.
Oh, you were training me, huh?
I think so. Maybe me and what do you guys call him? Schmeyen.
Schmeyen.
I don't know.
Flying.
Yeah. Yeah. We started flying there. I remember it was January of our senior year, so like January 2013, we started.
Oh yeah.
And then Leonard came not too long after, and yeah, we trained him up as a dishwasher,
mm-hmm, rocking it in the dish pit.
Oh yeah, you got the food flying, you know.
Can I just say I did not envy having this job. Hey. All of you guys wore, like, all of our friends worked at this one place.
Yeah, a lot of us worked there. Yeah, I mean, it was just a few of us.
No, because it was either that place or they worked at Aeropostale.
Oh yeah, Aeropostale.
Oh,
either
yeah,
one of
right.
those two.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to have the job I had in high school that I didn't have to show up to either of those establishments. Yeah.
Thanks for even bothering to invite us to work with you.
Oh yeah, because you guys definitely could have, huh?
Yeah.
Why? What was that doing?
I think it's because it's
iPhone
military.
The iPod job.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What's
yeah,
the iPod job? What's the
iPod
job?
iPod support.
Wait, I'm out of the loop.
Oh, no, that's a different podcast. That's
different.
Hey,
different
okay,
episode,
subscribe.
Different maybe on the next
maybe
episode.
On the Patreon. Maybe on the Patreon.
Two peanuts in the park after dark.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Damn, I need to know the story.
It's okay. You don't need to know the story.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
You guys also tried out for basketball together.
Yeah.
We were
cooking everybody, dude. I was like crossing up people, dishing it to Tim, and Tim would be like dunking on them. Yeah, dude. Shooting like Steph Curry out there, hitting the threes.
He had a solid mid-range shot.
We would have made it on the
game.
Team.
That was my game.
Yeah, we would have made it. Except, you know, I rolled my ankle. Tim broke his elbow.
Yeah, I hurt my bum knee.
We would have made it to the NBA too.
We basically would be millionaires now if not for that.
Obviously,
that's all right.
Next time, next tryout.
That was crazy though. You know what? I'm impressed that we even went to try out. You know what
me
I mean?
Me too.
Like, knowing your social abilities during that time, Tim, I'm surprised you went for it too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, do you remember when the girls' basketball team came in during practice too and they were just watching us? And we had friends in there.
Everyone tried hard. Oh, yeah.
There's like Shmea. Yeah,
Shmea. I almost.
Flele.
Flele, yeah. Flele was there. Flele Shonoa. Yeah, who else was there?
Okay, out, what is this next one, dude?
Oh. Wheelchair Timmy.
None of you guys were even there for that, though.
I know. None of us, neither of us were there to experience this, but we have to talk about it because I didn't get to talk about it at the wedding. So, it was right after we graduated high school. Everyone was having their graduation party.
No, college.
Oh, we were in college already?
This was graduating. We were in college?
We were graduating college.
I was working a job. I had a job to go to after that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, bro. What job was it?
I was interning at the company that I was.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So we were graduating college, and one of our, I don't want to call her a friend, but one of our associates had.
Mutual friend.
Friend of friend. Yeah, because.
Colleague. Kind of
weird. Our colleague had her birthday party.
I think it was a graduation party because her family had just bought one of those condos, those super nice condos at that place.
Yeah, right next to D&B's, right?
Yeah, down the street. Yeah. And then they have like the super nice common area and everything, so they just threw a little like party, I think.
Yeah, so they had the grad party. Our friends were there, Flynn and his girlfriend. What's Flynn's girlfriend's name?
Flashlin.
I don't think so.
Smash.
Try a little harder, Leonard.
Try a little harder, fella. Dashlin it is. Okay.
Does that count? Does that work?
Yeah, it's fine.
Sorry, Reddy.
Flynn and Dashlin were there. Who else was there?
I don't know what Geico. Your guys is.
Geico?
Michael was there.
He might have. Yeah, probably was there.
I believe Michael was there. Anyway, they had the party, and it was one of our first times ever, like, actually drinking at a grad party. Like,
I was finally 21. Like, it was legal. Yeah.
21.
So Timmy here had gotten so intoxicated that he was tumbling over and fell into a bush on the way out of the party. Now, because he had tumbled over.
Damn, Tim.
Either one of our friends or security had seen him. And they came over and brought him a wheelchair, and Timmy had to be wheelchaired out of that facility.
Damn, Tim.
Yep.
You pulled a Paul Pierce.
Did you show up to work the next day?
I did show up to work.
Congratulations. Round of applause.
Thankfully, I worked alone at that time, so I was just dead in the room by myself. You know?
That's an accomplishment. Like, but how many of you out there can puke and rally like Himothy over here?
I was in a wheelchair. Like not 8 hours before, I was in a wheelchair.
Resuscitated on life support.
Yeah,
got some IV fluids.
But if I can defend myself here, the reason I
you can't defend yourself.
I'm gonna defend myself. The reason I drank so much was because flying. Like we were drinking wine. Okay, we were drinking wine. And
it was a classy event, Tim.
I would be drinking wine. I was drinking a glass of wine, and then I'd finish it. I'd be at a little different pace than Flynn. And then as soon as Flynn finished one, he's like, "Oh, Tim, just kill that. Let's go get another one."
Like, okay. Bro, that sounds like Flynn up today.
That sounds like Flynn activity for sure.
Yeah, and then the crown comes out. You know what I mean? So then it's like, I mean, gotta partake. You know, like
what's a king without his crown?
Be respectful. You know,
who's the king without his crown?
And then one thing leads to another. You end up in the bush. You know, they get the wheelchair out.
You somehow
get home.
It was a great night.
I don't know how that happened. So shout out to my mom for being super cool about it. You know what I mean? She had to open the door.
Shout out to Auntie.
Yeah.
What a great story. I wish I was there.
I wish I was there. I wish I was there, and I wish I kept the snaps.
Oh.
Because the snaps were hilarious.
Damn. Oh, I remember seeing that the next day. I was I was so ashamed. I remember just being ashamed of myself.
Oh, you had the morning scaries, man.
I was just like, oh, like, I cannot believe,
shame.
You know?
Shame.
But you move on, you know, you get older.
Lesson learned. Yeah, lesson learned.
Nice story to talk about now. So
we got one more story. Well, I got one more after this, I guess. We were drinking with our reoccurring guest Shmella. We gotta get Shmella on the pod.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and flying.
Flying deserves to be on the pod at this point. So Shmella, it was a summer night. James. Was it summer?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was a summer night. We are home for the holidays. Home for summer break from school. We're with Shmella, big as always, because he was playing football for the school that he was going to. And we had me and Timmy here. We started drinking at our house. We had a bottle of what? I think it was Crown?
Probably. That sounds
probably
right.
Crown or Jack, one of the two. We killed the bottle, and Shmella's like, oh, I'm still good, bro. We can do something.
Ready to go.
We can go hang out with our friend down the street. Her name, what's her name? Shmaya.
Sure.
Shmaya. Yeah, we went over to Shmaya's house. That's it. But the biggest thing about that whole story was that we were extremely intoxicated already, and Shmella still drove us there in his truck. And
did we just confess to drunk driving?
Dude, I did not confess to me drunk driving, not whatsoever.
We got him, cops. We got him.
I mean, Shmella. Hey. Kella felt comfortable driving. That's all we can say. Shmella. That's all we can say.
Kids, learn from them. Don't drink and drive.
Cut it.
Don't forget about Dare.
Any other updates for you guys?
Is there another one?
No,
that's it. Yeah, we can move on.
How did you meet Tim, Leonard? Because you didn't go to middle school with us.
You in middle school, Chris? Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for this to get off my screen.
Though. Okay. Yeah. I seen you. Yeah.
That's a good question. Did we have a class together, Tim? Or did we meet in... Oh, we met in Miss Knox's class. It was like John Long... Oh, I got to stop using real names. Shmanzo was there.
We got to stop putting just SH in front of everybody's name.
There's other vowels, sir. Shames was there too. Drames. Who else was there? Dryo Drishikawa.
What?
Was
there. Oh, yeah.
Yo, Dryo's cool as fuck, bro. You know, Dryo's is like a winning jujitsu champion now.
Oh, I believe it.
Hey, congrats, no,
look at his Instagram. Actually, you see him. He won the whole. It was a humongous stage too. It looked like UFC.
Wow.
Damn. I wouldn't be surprised, though. He's a hardworking dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I rolled around with him a couple of times. He had what it took. He should have been in wrestling.
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how I met Tim. Like, we hung out in Miss Knox's, and then we hung out at the stage.
After school, not before school, though.
I think we kind of just...
Before school, it was in Knox's.
Yeah, and then I think we just somehow entered the same group of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was a really weird. It was like a happenstance that we all became friends because no way our personalities would have just made us friends.
Yeah,
you know.
Wait, Chris, how did you meet Tim?
I met Tim in Knox's class.
Yeah.
In Knox's class.
In Schmox's class. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mrs. Knox.
Because of Don Johnzo, he would hang out in there, and I would copy his homework. And then Shmella would go there with all of the food that he would bring in from the breakfast.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck, I'm hungry and broke, so I'm going to go over there. And Tim and Schmatt was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Schmatt. Drat.
You guys.
Bro, stop.
Stop it with that, bro. What is it called? For the, what do you call that? The picture for the video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the thumbnail.
The thumbnail.
Tim.
I'm not going to do it, bro.
Come on. Like
oh, Tim. Good shit. <That's
clears throat> Okay. Moving on.
But yeah, that's how I met Tim. We ended up getting really close afterwards, too. We ended up like hanging out and shit.
It's because we played basketball, I feel like.
Yeah, basketball is our favorite sport.
Yeah, definitely brought us together. And you know why? Because I remember it wasn't even, I don't even know. Was it Knox's class or Wago's class? I don't know if I can say that.
I didn't have Wago.
No, but with Chris.
Oh, what about it?
Remember, fine. All that drama. was a junior year.
Oh yeah,
and because we came back from like winter break, right? And yeah. Dude, Chris was the only person I could talk to. I feel like.
Oh shit! What is it? All right, we gotta talk about this after the pod.
Oh man, those were dark times.
They were dark times.
That was our civil war,
basically. Yeah.
What?
But yeah. Things are cool now. You know what I mean? Everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good times. Everyone's cool. Good times. Just,
yeah.
Fuck you guys, man.
All right. High schoolers, you know.
Okay, halfway into this, we have our topic that we've chosen for today. We're moving forward. We're going to be choosing one topic, and we're going to be discussing that topic all throughout the episode. Today, for Tim, we have a topic of living in Hawaii. So we have a few various subtopics to discuss, the first one being pigeon definitions. So
love it.
I'm going to give you a pigeon word. And you guys got to give me the definition back. All right?
Yeah.
All right. This one's for Tim. This is an easy one.
I know
one.
It.
When you call someone auntie uncle, you're referring to them in what way? Not, then give me what is not.
I mean, they're definitely not your biological auntie or uncle. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, like the...
Unless they actually are.
Oh, yeah. Could be. But they don't have to be. You know, it's more like... you know, they're older than you, a little older than you. It's kind of like, you know, they're just like...
Like a formal...
Yeah, like a more formal, maybe not even formal, but it's, you know, like maybe a sign of like respect or something. You know,
there we
like,
go.
You
that's
know
what
that
I was looking for.
A little bit older
shit.
Than you.
Yeah, very saying easy. Like Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't say that. You feel like, oh, auntie, uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. I do, like I feel very awkward calling people who are older than me by their first name, even in my job.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I don't understand how people can do that.
I get you get used to it. You get used to it.
Okay.
Wait, do you call Chantel's parents by their first names?
No. But I mean, at my job, like you know, my manager, call him by his first name. I don't call him. Hey,
you don't call him Uncle Manager.
Uncle Manager. Hey, teacher, yeah,
can get off early or what?
Uncle, how's the new salary looking, Uncle?
Uncle, where's my quarterly review? Right,
yeah. Oh, where's the bonus? How come never hit yet?
Oh, Uncle, how come was so manini my bonus?
Hey, so what? We go Mai Tais after.
Mai Tais after.
Mai Tais.
Hey, you treat, yeah? Your treat.
Go sick the rack.
Yeah, that doesn't, I don't think that works here. So.
No, hell nah.
Yeah.
Okay, Lenny, the next one, it's all yours. It's humbug.
Humbug is like an inconvenience. That's how I would describe it.
Okay. Do we agree to
I think, yeah, inconvenience or like...
What's another way you would put it?
Okay. Something that's annoying, you know, like you don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Humbug. Like,
so humbug.
I still don't know where that came from. Is it from like... Because I only heard humbug in like Christmas songs. Or like Christmas...
Bah humbug?
Oh, yeah, bah humbug, yeah.
Yeah, no, I never heard
that's
of it
funny.
Anywhere else.
So what came first, the pigeon slang or the Christmas
story? Probably the Christmas
story.
Maybe it has a totally different origin, you know, for why it's
probably.
Pigeon.
Maybe.
Could be unrelated.
Probably. Oh, shit. I'm frozen.
So the next one is the kind. Anyone
it's literally impossible.
Hello?
Literally impossible to define. It's
we're
like,
back.
I got you.
It could literally
you.
Be anything.
So the kind, for those uninitiated, can be substituted for literally anything. So if you want to say, oh, go grab me the kind, you want to go to the kind, you want to sit down at the kind, you know, anything, person, place, or thing can be replaced with the kind.
I feel like it's for when you, like, you can't find the word, you know, you're like, oh, you know, the kind, like, you know,
it's
you,
like
know
just,
you can't really
you know,
place it,
you
know what I mean? But,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
The kind is always great.
It's good. It's good filler.
This one is very weird because I still say this to my friends online who... I've never been to Hawaii, so they're like, what the fuck is he talking about? So shoots, can someone explain that to me? Timmy,
I thought you were gonna say the one before that.
Oh bro, we skipped one.
No, oh. Everybody knows what that one is.
Out of respect for your guest, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you give me shoots. Give me shoots.
Shoots is a lot of things, you know what I mean? Shoots. It's like you could be like, oh, like shoots can be goodbye. Shoots can be like, oh, I see you later, you know, shoots.
Yep.
Could also be like, oh, you like go do this. You can say shoots. It's like I'm down, you know.
I'm down, yep.
What else could it be? That's I think that's all I know.
Shoots, yeah, and like in agreements, like shoot.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's more of a confirmation.
Confirmation
or farewell.
Or farewell. Yeah, yeah. But I guess maybe it's a confirmation that, you know, see you later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see you guys later. Okay, shoots.
Yep, shoots.
Shooties.
Shooties.
Okay, Lenny, give me haole.
Haole? Oh, out of respect for everybody out there, I'm going to have to kindly decline.
I'll take this one. This is a very easy answer. The word haole is the origin from Hawaiian language, and it's the straight definition of haole is foreigner. So technically, we are all not haole. Because we are not.
I thought it meant like no breath.
Oh, maybe. I think that's what I vaguely remember hearing that.
Because ole is like a-ole, which is no.
Because I think it's like maybe you lack the breath of the land or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
I
no think respect.
It so boils down to
kind of translates to foreigner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the foreigners back in the day.
I was right. Okay, cool.
We're the ones. We're not Hawaiian, though. We're not Hawaiian.
Annex. Asterisk. Hawaii.
No way. So.
And.
Illegally.
Hello. Yeah, illegally annexed Hawaii.
Sugar cane, cut.
Oh god. Overthrew the Hawaiian monarchy.
Oh, okay. How about this one? How's it?
How's it, brother?
How's it, brother? How's it? Shoots.
How's it?
Well, Lenny, you got this one.
So how's it is pretty much short for how's it going? Because we in Hawaii like to shorten things.
Very good.
We like to make things sound a little faster, so we just say, how's it?
How's it?
How's it?
How's it, my brother?
How's it, Marana?
Oh, Timmy.
Wait, I gotta ask Tim this one.
Go ahead.
So, Tim, the next one for you is Hai Makamaka.
Yep.
Do you know what that one is?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. High maintenance.
Okay.
Oh, what do you think? Whoa. I didn't know that one.
Oh, he looked them up, yeah.
Whoa,
he did his research.
Bro, that's an old one.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know the next one.
Hey, Akamai Oi.
I don't know this one.
Hey, Akamai Oi.
So Leonard's gonna have to.
Oh my gosh, I keep wanting the Chanel bags, bro. Super high makamaka this one.
Bro, Chanel, that's crazy.
Okay, Chris, did you put in this next one? This one right here?
No, I did not put in the next one. You put the
okay.
One.
Okay, we gotta ask Chris this one then. Chris,
I don't know this one, dog.
Well, and guess then. Chris, what is an aku bird?
Aku bird. If I had to go off of just the framing of the word, they're calling them a bird, so they're a shitty person, I guess.
It's an insult.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an insult.
Tim, what is your guess?
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
oh, come on, guess.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds like an insult. So
you're right, it is an insult, and it refers to that one person that's always like, what do you call that, leeching off of you.
Oh.
You know, like, hey, can I get a piece of that, can I get a bite of that?
I've had a few aqua birds in my life.
Can I borrow like $5 right now?
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, yeah, aqua birds, bro. For those of us who had jobs in high school, plenty of aqua birds around. Bruh, was crazy.
I feel like I was one of them.
No, it was always the guys at the end of school who had like their dicky shorts halfway off and a white tee over their shoulder, and they're fucking, like, hey, bro, let me get dollar for bus.
Don't even
fucking bird.
Dollar.
Hey, Chris, you can drop me off to my house real quick.
Oh, if your name is Angel, yeah, but not everybody else.
We using real name, or is this a nickname for someone?
Only because I liked her. She was really cool, and she was pregnant at the time, so of course I'm going to drive her home.
Okay, we just went real specific.
They say chivalry is dead.
Yo, what's your name? Angel, you watch this podcast. Fucking comment down below.
Shit. Please cut that.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. What bad thing did I say about her?
She called her an aku bird.
I did not.
No,
call her
she didn't. Oh, okay, or okay, he okay, didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so. Yeah, we can keep that.
Timmy,
keep that.
Timmy, you got this one.
You know me. I don't read.
I know this one. Oh wait, what? You want me to?
Give me the definition of niele. Yeah.
Niele.
Okay,
we're
asking you.
Nosy.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good. He knows it. He knows it.
All right, Lenny, you get this one then. Broke them out.
Oh, you want me to describe? Okay, because you know, when you have you seen that fight UFC 300, when Max Holloway at the last second was like, "Scrap, bro," and then knocked out Justin Gaethje. You know what happened? He went broke them out. Broke the mouth kind of action with that.
That's cool, bro. Son. Oh, fuck. I'm blessed.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Nah.
It's when, you know, when you eat food and it's so good that you're like, it's a way of saying it's really good. Really yeah. good food. Your jaw is dropped. Jaw dropping goodness.
Yup.
I think that's what it refers to, right?
I thought it was just so good it broke your mouth.
Yeah, like jaw dropping.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm gonna change.
I like my explanation better though.
I'm gonna change the next one. If that's cool with you guys.
I want you to do it though.
I don't know what this one is. I don't know.
I like you in demonstration.
Yeah. We're not doing a demonstration. Not wearing bottoms.
Okay, change.
Skanking is a form of dancing that you do to island reggae music. All right.
Now I need a demonstration.
I'll do it for you.
If you want to see the demonstration, check out episode 157 of One Piece, and Luffy's doing it around a bonfire.
Oh. Oh, okay. How did you get that episode right away? Shoot.
For the One Piece.
Good for you.
A little prologue for the next episode.
Not two piece. He was wearing just one piece.
Okay, give me the next one. Then I'm gonna give it to you guys. It's grinding.
Grinding.
Yeah.
I think that's an American slang term.
No.
Oh, is it not? Oh, are you talking about like eating?
Oh, you grind fat, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're not talking about like the dancing.
Grinding choke the kind.
We're not talking about the type of dance move.
Oh, that kind of grind.
Oh, yeah, now you know.
like grinds, you know what I mean?
You're
like,
not from Hawaii,
baby,
bro.
Won't you grind with me?
Bro, yeah, I thought you were talking about the, baby, you know, this kind of grinding. Me. I never really thought of it as like a verb, you know what I mean?
There's a couple of Hawaiian restaurants or Hawaiian like foodie groups, accounts or whatever over here called like... Grind with tries and Paradise Grinds.
I know grinds make sense. I feel like, but
yeah,
you know,
show grind,
my baby, grind with me.
All right, Rear. This one is for Timmy.
Yeah, Dirty Lickens. That's easy.
It's a chicken place tonight. Yeah,
yeah, and it's also the what, like capital punishment? I guess is that what they call it?
Is it capital punishment? Is it capital punishment if it comes from your parents?
The ba'ot?
Is that what it is? I don't know. Yeah, but it's basically when you get like, what's the word?
Lickens.
You cannot define the word with the word, Lenny. It's when you get your, you know, your, if you do something bad, and then your dad comes in, he walks in, he gets the belt, you know what I mean?
Spanking.
Yeah,
spanking. There we go.
Yeah.
Spanking.
It's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. It's a very delicate way of putting it.
Yeah, beating.
Yeah.
It's a legal beating.
I got abused.
You know that tank top you wear? That's Dirty Lickens.
That's dirty.
The gray ones? The very skinny one? What are those called?
With the lines?
Yeah, that's Dirty Lickens.
Bro, side topic. I went to go take out the trash the other day.
Oh, no.
And this guy across the street was wearing a fucking fishnet tank top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, what
damn,
the hell?
Wild.
Talk about Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy vibes?
Jeff Hardy vibes.
You ever watch WWE? Jeff Hardy?
No, I never watched
WWE. Tim watched Animal Planet as a kid. Discovery
I watched Animal Planet, Discovery Channel, National Geographic. That kind
Look
of
at
stuff.
Him now.
Just goes to show a little bit more about Tim's
Wild
character.
Out. I watched Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, I liked Whose Line Is It Anyway. That was fun. Yeah,
that wasn't on Discovery today.
Yeah, you're right.
What did I watch? I don't fucking know.
All right, Lenny, you got this one. You have plenty of experience.
No, I don't. Don't you?
Do not. Actually, I do. Yeah, give it to me.
Okay, Chris, this one's for you. What is a skeezer? I mean, a skeeza.
Oh, a skeeza is one girl, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nah, it could be a guy or a girl participating in some
we don't discriminate gender.
Non-ethical activity with another person.
Like unethical. Describe. Go more in depth.
Give us a little more color here.
And participates in coitus with multiple partners.
Multiple. Oh, right.
I see.
Okay.
Am I wrong? Someone who's like two-timing.
More like someone who gets around.
Oh.
Someone who gets around is a skeezer.
Skeezles. Okay.
Okay. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
I
yeah correct. You're correct.
You're gonna tell
correct.
Me that I'm wrong? Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Skeezer.
She wore a hat and flew down in a bubble, dog.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind.
Is that a reference to something?
Yes. Am I wrong? Are you going to tell me that I'm wrong?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, now that you say that. Oh, yeah, it's coming back to me now.
Good job, guys.
Okay, last couple
give
ones.
Give this one to Tim.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Tim, this one's for you, man. What is a sponja?
Sponja. Okay, sounds like sponge. And it's probably describing a person, I feel
and
like.
And what do sponges do?
They absorb.
And you're right, it is a person.
They absorb.
What do they absorb?
Water.
Okay. A person that absorbs water.
But I don't think it's that. I don't think it's exactly that.
Can I take a whack at it?
Oh, you don't know what this is?
I don't.
Widowy, you could take a whack at it.
So, widowy, a sponge? A sponja is a... Fuck, I can't get it. I think it's somebody who can drink a lot of liquor.
That was a good guess.
I feel like that's not like strong enough. You know what I mean? I feel like if someone drinks a lot, if they can handle their alcohol, you get something like Hama. You know what I mean?
It's not tough enough. You better give them a 2x4 up. Not one Hama yet.
Or one Tronka. Yeah,
yeah. Tronka.
Okay. You're both wrong.
What is it?
A sponja is referring to somebody that surfs all the time.
Oh, the water was better, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get at with water, person who likes to spend their time in the water.
Dude, okay. That's okay, a weird name for that.
The last one, I know Timmy doesn't know. Yep. So I need you to give me a guess. It is rubber.
Wait, what? What am I?
Oh, you rubber. Huh?
Yeah, give me a guess on what you think rubber is.
Rubber. Maybe like something to do with like
you rubber, yeah?
Slippers? I don't know.
So I don't know where the origin is.
No, it's not like condoms, right?
No.
Okay. Different kind of rubber. Different kind of rubber.
Different kind of rubber.
Okay.
Definitely use that kind of rubber, though. So rubber is like... this is how I found out what rubber meant, right? So I went out to our friend Dadua's place, and we were doing jujitsu. I was running around, and our boy Fei was there, and he does this thing called a rubber guard. He does this thing called the rubber guard where like you kind of hook onto your legs and whatnot. And he was like, they were saying, rubber. So pretty much it translates to being, if I were to go, oh, that's real shitty. Like, oh, that's rubber.
Oh, so like just not good. Just
yeah.
Like, bad connotation. Sucks. Negative connotation.
Yep. Interesting. That's what it is, man.
Wonder why.
I don't know either. Can we get centered here for a second before our next topic?
Sure. Yes.
Who's not centered? Oh, you mean like mentally.
Reset.
All right. So the next topic that we got going on here is things we wish we had from Hawaii on the mainland. So you guys both are not native to Hawaii right now. You guys both live on the mainland.
Native's not about where you are. It's where you're from.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you guys, in your heart.
You guys, but I'm both not native Hawaiian. Not
you guys
native
both
Hawaiian.
Don't live here?
You can take the boy from the island, but you can't take the island from the boy.
Okay. What would you guys wish that you guys had up there that you don't, that we have down here?
I feel like you can answer this too, because you lived
there. Yeah, I spent some good time.
Yeah, yeah, you lived in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I'll do the first one. Fuck it.
Okay. You can go first.
First one for sure is the 7-Eleven food. If you guys didn't know, Hawaii has a wide variety of hot foods for you when you go in there. Usually, when you walk into a mainland 7-Eleven, you see the taquitos, the hot dogs, the nachos, the chili. And it's all out of a bag or like some type of processed food, which our food is processed too. but there's a lot more rice involved. So you'll get a musubi, you can get a bento with chicken, spaghetti with meat sauce, Alfredo with meat sauce.
You get the breakfast too.
The breakfast foods.
Oh, you have
pork guisantes, manapuas, pork hash.
You see the hand rolls?
Hand rolls. The
I never mess with those though.
Oh, what?
Oh, you don't eat them?
No,
you're wild.
Too scary, bro. You're wild, bro.
I would always eat the spicy.
This is the only place you can do that. If you go to the mainland and buy sushi, you're wild. Oh, but if you do that here, it's totally normal.
I had my go-to though, because I remember like when you work a late shift at the country club, you know, working a party or something.
Oh, country club, PCC. Yeah,
walk down to the 7-Eleven. And I'd always grab the chicken teriyaki bento with side pork hash.
Ooh.
That was my go-to.
Pork hash. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Side pork hash? Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Got the sriracha on top.
You know what's my breakfast go-to? Two pork hash and then the small bento with the thing of rice that's already balled up into the triangle. And then the little sausages, little smokies with the egg.
The poo-poo pups?
Yeah.
And that sounds good.
That sounds real good.
Fucking hungry.
I know, shoot.
It's dinner time.
We'll be back with a short intermission. I can go next. So the next thing that I'd say I miss from back home being up here in the mainland is the restaurant. So the one that I wish that we had, and I know it's in Las Vegas right now. It just opened, but I wish we had one in Oregon, but it's Zippy's. Like, yeah, you know, it's just a franchise, but Zippy's is kind of like the, what do you call it, like the Denny's of Hawaii? Yes? Would you agree? No?
Yeah.
Kind
of? Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of, I guess.
The Outback Steakhouse? Of
No, definitely Denny's is more fitting. Maybe the IHOP, if anything.
Maybe IHOP, yeah, it's just a place, a diner where you can get Hawaiian food. You can get breakfast food in the morning. It's a bakery, so you got like pies, danishes, turnovers, all that kind of stuff.
Shout out Napoleon.
Chili, fried chicken, and it Korean would open late. Chicken. So, you know, you come home from the clubs, from staying out too late, and then you're super hungry. That's a go-to spot.
You know what, though? The last time I was back, we got Zippy's, and it's way too expensive now. Like,
yeah,
you're crazy. Right.
It used to hit better. Like buying a regular size chili chicken mix plate used to be like $12. Now it's like $17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if you get like the mini plate, it's like over $10. You know,
it's ridiculous, crazy, dude.
Inflation.
You might as well go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, for real.
Paradise tax is crazy.
Yes, sir.
You can sit down at Zippy's.
How's this one though? The Zippy's in Vegas is 24 hours, but the Zippy's here is closed at 10.
Used to be 24 hours, though.
Yeah, right? I don't get that. Used to be. Before like some pandemic. Locations, yeah.
Yeah, before the panoramic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things are not 24 hours anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 24-hour fitness.
Yeah, that's why I quit.
It's not 24 hours anymore?
No.
It depends on the location.
That's a lying of a name, man. You know what doesn't lie to you? Anytime Fitness.
Because
of Anytime
and Planet Fitness.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, fuck. I don't know. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
I believe you. Never been.
How about you, Timmy? What do you miss from Hawaii that you wish you had up there?
I mean, you know, for sure the food, but I think like the main thing, you know, is like the people. You know, it's kind of a different vibe. Especially like, you know, people you can talk about, like your friends and your family that you leave behind, you know, when you move to the mainland, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the way people behave in Hawaii is a little bit different. You know, like everybody's there's a little bit more sense of togetherness, you know, and like everybody's kind of willing to help each other out. You know, you got your aunties and uncles, you know, where on the mainland you get your misters and missuses, and everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. So that's definitely something.
That's like special. Part of the culture shock of moving to the mainland. Like you have to abide by this like society norm that everyone has to address you in a certain way. Whereas down here, everyone's pretty much family to you. By the way that you talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, just going back to the auntie and uncle, people kind of take that to heart and, you know, treat you like family. And it don't matter, like, who you are. They take you in. They take care of you. They, you know, say hi to you. They say thank you for letting you cut in traffic.
Did
you ever have to explain that to somebody from that was like not from Hawaii? Like, why did you call them uncle? Why did you call them auntie?
I think someone has asked me that before. Like, oh, how are you related to so and so?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh no, I'm not related. It's just a respect thing.
One time, my family from the Philippines came down, and we went to like Poly Lookout or something. No, I think it was Blowhole, and there was an uncle selling those hats made out of the leaf. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I was like, uncle, how much is the hat? Bought the hat, and they're like, how do we know him? How are they related to us? And I'm like, no. That's just how we address people here.
Yeah.
But like Filipinos still have the same thing. We still call everybody ate and kuya, so.
You think that's where it like transcribes from? Like from Asian culture? You know how Hawaii is like a melted pot?
It depends on the culture, right? Because I feel like Japanese culture is very not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
Japanese culture. Your culture is very weird.
It's a lot more like honorifics, you know what I mean? And a lot of like respect in a different way. Like I think they're both kind of, it's about respect, but it's like a different kind of concept of respect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of a courtesy with the respect.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Lower spirit, man. Alive and well. Still here to this day.
True.
When I lived in Vegas, one of the things that I missed the most was the clean air and water. Like in Vegas, nothing but dust in the air. So everywhere you go, you're like, your shoes are going to have dust on them when you walk into the house. I used to longboard everywhere. So every time I would grab my longboard, there'd be a fucking huge thing of black dirt on my arm. So
yeah, that's not good.
You had to miss living in a place with such clean air and water. Even the water out there. I'm sure you guys too. It's a little harsher. Yeah,
tap water probably better.
Yeah. I think we're pretty lucky though here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, like the air is pretty good most of the year, except for sure. The summertime.
Gets lots of open crazy, space.
But... yeah, especially when there's wildfires too and there's just haze everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. When there's an orange sky.
Yeah. You can look right at the sun.
Yeah.
Are we good on this topic?
Yeah. I'm good with it.
Good, Timmy.
Yeah.
All right, so the next topic is things we wish we had in Hawaii that we have on the mainland. Pretty much just the opposite of the last topic. Should be pretty quick. I'll go first. The first one that I love to death, and I'm really mad because last time I went up to Seattle, I didn't get to have this, was Chipotle. It's a very Chipotle basic.
Thing. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive, though. I don't go to Chipotle anymore.
I think you're right.
That's how you know it's expensive when you don't go there.
Well, it gets better stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So good. You can get two meals out of it.
I mean, if you're in the mood for it, it's kind of worth it. You know, if you get like a fat-ass burrito, $16, kind of worth it if you're going to eat it twice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's a damn good burrito. Whitewash burrito.
Lenny, take this one.
All right, so one thing I wish was in Hawaii a little bit more is just central cooling. I feel like the houses I grew up in, they just didn't have central cooling. It was just like fans, or they'd have like what are those window air conditioners just for the one room. And bro, dude, like Hawaii would be so hot. I wish that the entire house would be cooled. Was I paused the whole time?
Yeah.
Damn, no.
It's okay. It'll be good in the edit.
Oh, yeah, central cooling.
How about you, Timmy?
What about AC? Yeah, I didn't.
No. Things that you wish you had that we had in Hawaii.
I can elaborate on that though, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Nah, for real though. Now I'm super into snowboarding. You know what I mean? I don't think I could. Yeah, I wouldn't want to leave that behind.
One. I need to
I feel like it's especially helpful like where we live now because the winter kind of sucks, you know, so you find something to do. Maybe in Hawaii you don't really need that as much. But when the nights are long, you know, you just go snowboarding, you know, you get some exercise, you get outside a little bit, go to the mountains, kind of nice.
Very good. Let's see. This one's fucking weird. Say this one, Lenny.
So one thing that I'm kind of envious of here is that their public high schools look like private high schools back home in Hawaii. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, very nice. Got all the new school supplies, school materials. Probably like TV in each room. Central cooling, for example. But yeah, dude, like, their public high schools here, or our public high schools here, look like the private high schools back home. So you're like paying, how much is public or private high school tuitions in Hawaii? Like 40,000?
It's like crazy.
Yeah, it's like 32,000. So it's like someone's salary, pretty much.
Yeah.
You can get that for free over here.
Really, though? That's why people are moving away, man. Because even our freaking, like what you're saying, all of the stuff that they have in the school, their supplies, like, they're still using projectors with the light that you put the blank sheet.
The Elmo. They got the Elmo.
Elmo, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the red guy, but the projector.
Yeah.
Those things are cool, though. Honestly, I feel like I would prefer that.
Would you benefit from having one of those in the home?
In the home, no. But I also don't benefit from having one of those smart boards, you know what I mean?
So, I could find a use for a smart board, though.
There was only a few classrooms with a smart board.
Yeah, and they never worked that well, I feel like, you know what I mean?
Bruh.
They didn't calibrate.
Yeah, they're always calibrating. They're doing that shit, touching each of the corners, you know what
I mean? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it still doesn't fucking work, so.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Waste of time.
I remember one time, I think it was Yosh, that he connected the TV cable to the smart TV, and we were watching, like, SpongeBob or something on TV, and I was like, this is awesome. This is what it's made for.
Yeah, that sounds like Yosh.
Another thing that we're missing in Hawaii is professional sports. Coming from Vegas, where they, like, literally brought professional sports within the time that I was there, it really brings the whole, like, state together to, like, have this one team to cheer for. So I feel like it would help a lot. And then all of the money gets funneled back into the state anyway, so just be very beneficial. But I also feel like we're too small of a state to have a professional sports team.
Yeah, and you'd be hard to travel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for us as a state, though, we just don't have the facility for it.
You got to renovate Aloha Stadium.
Yeah, that's why they're renovating it right now, so they can try to bring
the They called it off, back. Boys.
Because we used to have the Pro Bowl in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I think it'll go towards concerts, too, you know, like bringing more people. But, like, they don't have the infrastructure traffic-wise for it.
I know. They get the rail, dude. Don't worry about it.
The rail.
Okay.
It's built, right?
Yeah, it's built. When it runs. Nobody's riding it.
Remember when we were talking about, would you rather ride the rail or stuck in traffic? And we both said stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic, dog.
That's how much we don't like the rail.
Yeah. If I was homeless and I needed a place to sleep, I'd buy a rail pass every day and just sleep in the rail. Nobody's in there anyway.
Hey, they get central cooling.
Yeah, exactly. And you get to see the island. Like, you, like, get off somewhere, go ahead.
Hey, my mom and her friends used to just ride the rail go back and forth. Yeah.
Just for fun, something to do.
Yeah.
I can see it. Next one is driving from state to state, because we're obviously in the middle of the ocean, so we can't drive from state to state.
Bring back the super ferry.
Yeah.
No, we don't have no ferry. Got plenty of ferries here, though, but no super ferry.
you fucking ferry.
Yeah, you ferry.
Why did they get rid of the ferry?
Because the whales.
Oh,
is that why?
Marine life.
Yeah. It was like disrupting their
one ferry.
I mean, because I think if it does enough, you know what I mean? Look it up. Pretty sure it's because of
that makes sense. Why don't we just canoe from island to island?
Oh, yeah. We'd be like Maui.
Long ride.
Don't look back, all right?
Bridges. We'll just build bridges.
Hey, brother. We're going to paddle over to Oahu from Maui, but you don't look back, yeah? If you hear something behind us, don't look back, yeah, because I'm going to do something. Just to make sure. If you look back and you get scared, it'll go away. If you didn't know, there's a story about Maui. There's a story about Maui when he took his brother there canoeing to another island. And he said, don't look back, because he was pulling earth from the bottom of the ocean to connect all of the other islands. And when the brother looked back, all of the land.
This is the real Maui, right? Not the Disney Maui
talking about? No. The Hawaiian Superman, not the one in the cartoon. Although, same not person.
The Rock?
The Boulder?
The Boulder! From Avatar.
running a little long, so we're going to have to speed through this.
All right, all right, all right. Speed round, speed round.
All right. Next one, this or that. Welcome to this last segment, which is this or that. Today's topic is local foods edition. So we're going to go ahead and give you guys two things that are from local foods, and you're going to pick this or that. So the first one we have, Musubis versus Manapuas.
I'm going to say Musubi.
I'm going Manapua. I'm going Manapua. I feel like I'm a dark horse here. Going
damn. Through, but... Yeah, you the real decision. Dark.
Yeah.
We're like we're going Musubi with this one, bro. We can't say no to rice.
I was gonna say that, dude. Rice is
rice. You know, is I gotta ask you guys. Are you okay? Up? If we're doing steamed Manapua or baked Manapua, which one are you?
Well, I'll give you both.
Steamed.
Steamed for sure, right? Yeah. Steamed is way.
That's
better.
The white one, right? Not the.
Yeah.
It depends. One, it depends on what the filling is.
No, it's so soft.
Like a pillow.
Ah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So you know, I feel like I've heard people say
in the trash.
Yeah, people say they like the baked one better. I'm like, bro, what? Have you even tried the steamed one? Like,
it's because the baked one is sweeter. You know,
like the bread is sweeter. That's true. That's true. It's a little bit
sweeter, the baked one for sure.
I'd have to disagree on that.
The baked one with like the adobo inside with the egg. I mean the steamed one.
I just have the char siu one. That's it.
Oh, you guys are wild,
bro. That's the one that slaps. That's why, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Steamed char siu Manapua. Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. Nothing wrong with that. But then there's times you eat like the steamed char siu Manapua and there's like a piece of cartilage in there. You get kind of mad.
No, I'm like, ooh, bonus, extra.
Bonus. Okay.
It's good for the skin.
Yeah, it's the collagen. You need the collagen.
Yeah, whatever. That's right.
Did I tell that story college. About me going to Korean barbecue with a fat chick?
I don't think so.
No, is this baby girl?
No. Never mind. Never mind.
Whoa. Who you calling a fat girl, bro?
Okay, here we go. Next one is going to be
forecast. Why are we body shaming here?
Forecast.
Find more on the Patreon.
We got forecast versus Galgi.
Wait, what is Galgi?
I say Galgi. I say crispy Galgi. That's what Galgi's I say. Galgi is fine, too. Correct,
either way.
What Galgi is, so I'm going to say forecast.
I'm going to say Galgi.
I'm going forecast.
You're going pork hash?
I'm going pork hash, dude. I'm going pork. There's something about it. I guess we also haven't right had. Now.
You guys just really love that, like, box inside 7-Eleven. Yeah, that's the Manapuas and the
I've never pork I've hash. Never even had 7-Eleven Manapua.
Are you really?
Oh, the crispy wonton thing?
No. Yeah, it's the crispy wonton thing. Yeah. They're good. They're
with
good.
With the hot like mustard.
Them. Yeah, and you get like, I still like some other hash. Sauce, too. There's some other sauce.
Galgi,
bro, I just grew up on it, you know? It was such pork a good
I grew up on all of this. I think I ate more of all of this than both of you.
Probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
All right, next one's going to be... that's supposed to mean, huh? Friend too. The fuck's that supposed to mean?
with your increased adipose tissue friend.
Fuck is that supposed Korean to say, huh? let's see. Next one's going to be katsu plate or barbecue chicken plate?
Katsu.
You know, when I was younger, this would definitely be katsu, but... Now I feel like I'm going to go barbecue chicken because the
used to smack katsu all
over. Oh, yeah. Like, and my like face was school? Always just covered in oil because of that shit, bro.
Were you like a pimple face back in the day?
I wasn't a pimple face, but you know when you can just feel it on your face?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You eat the, what is it, the mini katsu plate from L&L.
Yeah, L&L's, like, yeah.
You're just dead after, you know? You don't do anything.
Konak.
Oh, Shmella would get a regular size.
Could not, bro. They get way too much. Fuck
chicken katsu curry every time he would come home and kill it. And I did that one time when I came home. I got halfway done and fell asleep.
Could not.
Damn.
You wake up in a puddle of oil, you know?
Bro, you wake up in your own drool because your kanak was so harsh.
Yeah, they're both good, though. But for sure, barbecue chicken, I feel like that's a little more. I can handle that now.
Yeah. I'm a barbecue chicken guy, too. Let's see. Next one's gonna be chicken. Curry. We'll say katsu curry or beef stew. Okay.
I go curry for sure.
Curry. Yeah.
Curry, beef stew. Wow. Yeah.
I grew up eating way more curry, so.
Yeah, you probably eat like the traditional, like authentic kind.
Yeah, like the
Japanese.
I think
I grew
curry.
Up eating more beef stew. That's why. So makes sense.
Mm. Did your mom beef use stew, like man? Golden curry or?
She used to make real. She used to make her own kind, and then it's what's funny though is you know how they have those instant ones that come in those little like, silver packages
the boxes,
or whatever.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I like those better, mom.
What the fuck?
Damn. Those are kind of good, though.
That's hurtful.
They're good. They are good, though.
Yeah, and they're so easy. Wrong. Yep. So just good. Boil some water.
I think we're just all hungry.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Oh, God. But yeah, beef stew. Do you guys all like beef stew?
I mean, it's good.
I do. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Oh, okay, that was a very lackluster yes.
I'd rather have curry, you know.
Okay, this one's an easy one for Tim. Probably you too, Lenny. Zippy's Korean fried chicken or Zippy's regular fried chicken?
No contest.
Korean fried chicken.
Yep.
I'll take the fried chicken, bro. On a good day, when it's the right amount of crispy, fried chicken.
You know what, though?
Are we talking about Zippy's Korean fried? Yeah. I'll take Korean fried chicken. I didn't really grow up eating the fried chicken from Zippy's.
Sometimes the Zippy's Korean fried chicken, like, they don't always make it right. You know what I mean? Nope. There's sometimes when it's something's not quite right.
Too dry?
Or, like, it's
or too much sauce, or the sauce has been sitting too long on it.
Yeah, it's just weird, you know?
Same would go for the fried chicken, though. Like, the regular fried chicken. Some days it's a little too oily, something like that. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I feel like it takes forever based on the location. If you order Korean fried chicken. Like, you're waiting there. Super long time. Did I cut out?
You guys want to do this last one or what?
I threw it in there.
Okay, go ahead then. Go ahead. Say it out loud.
They're not watching this. Okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be anything.
Remember, Tim said this. So Uwaine or Yosh?
This is easy for me because I didn't know Uwaine that well at all anyway. Uh-huh. So it's easy to say Yosh. And he was super chill. Like,
yeah.
And our advisor, man. Come on.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Well, I'll give him this, though. Uwaine had swag. I remember him showing up in, like, a diamond hat, and I was like, oh, fuck. This guy can't be played with.
He's objectively cooler, I feel like. You know what I mean? He had, like, this like cool more hip thing about him. Yeah, a little more hip. Yosh was
more like a dad vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, if I had to relate these two people with, like, our social group, I feel like Yosh is more like Tim, but Uwaine was more like...
Ooh. Oh, you cannot say that. Shmay, bro. It's more like Shmay. No name.
More like problem. Shay.
Shay, yeah, Shay.
More like Dre.
But yeah, am I wrong?
I don't know. I didn't know him that well. So, Uwaine.
He tried to write me up, so fuck him.
Oh. For what? What'd you do?
I was disrupting the class, apparently.
That sounds about right.
Warranted.
Yeah, true.
Fair. Yeah, class clown probably Bangkoking people, making people laugh in the back of the class.
Yeah, probably. All right, should we wrap it up?
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right,
like
guys.
A sandwich in a deli.
This has been the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast, guys. Go ahead and give us a like, a thumbs up if you liked the video, thumbs down if you didn't like our content. Either way, it helps. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel and follow us on all social networks. It's going to be on TikTok, Instagram, and... I think Snapchat's coming up soon. Follow me. My name is @RealManHewlett. On every platform. It's going to be TikTok, X, Instagram, Facebook. We have our Facebook group up too. So go ahead and find us on every social platform. I am Chris. Go ahead, Lenny.
You can find me on just Instagram @LeoDaFirm, LeoDaFirm. Occasionally streaming on Twitch @ElFeezy. Why are you laughing, boy? Huh?
Very good. Very good.
Sup, you sponger, huh?
Very good.
You skeezer.
You sponger? Oh, you didn't even surf, boss.
Okay, Tim, go ahead, Tim.
I'm Tim. I'm not really into the social media stuff, so I'm not gonna plug that. But
not even,
you know, if you like the content, you know, subscribe, like, and subscribe. Check out the Patreon, you know. Till next time.
Plug the Spotify and Apple podcast.
Oh yeah, Spotify for sure. I don't care about Apple. I use Android, so Spotify all the way. But if you have an iPhone, you can use Apple, I guess.
There we go. Give us a 5-star stunner rating if you guys see us on any of those platforms. We are Two Pinos in the Pod. We'll catch you guys next time.
Peace out, Pinos.